You can do it.
Hi, everyone. You can do it. Welcome to the Brain Candy Podcast. I am your host, one of them, Susie Meister.
I'm the other one, Sarah Rice, over here.
We are at episode 132, and our topic today is, it's kind of like back by popular demand.
I know, I'm so excited about this one.
Basically, the demand came from Sarah, who said, I want to give people advice again.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. And why don't we start? Do you want to do some shout outs or you want to save that for later?
Oh, let's save it for later. Let's okay. do mid. You know, I don't want people to like just tune in for their shout out and then just like turn it off.
Right.
I mean.
Right. You got to earn it.
Yeah. You got to like wait to like halfway at least.
All right. Commit. Well. Today, you know, in order to be proper therapists, we decided the best thing to do would be to drink some wine.
Oh, absolutely.
So, here we are, boozing it up. A little day drinking never hurt nobody. And if you are a wine lover like we are, you should try wink.com, which is wink.com/braincandy. They're going to give you, our listeners, $30 off your first order, and they will ship it right to your house. You take a little quiz. They get a sense for your taste. And then they send you stuff that you will like. Believe me, someone as passionate about vino would never steer you wrong in that department.
And someone as passionate about multiple choice question tests online would never steer you wrong.
Yeah. So give it a try. I want to know what you guys think. If you feel like the taste test is accurate, it gave you wine you love, tell me what you think.
I want people to try a kind of wine.
What?
Riesling.
Oh.
I went to a tacos and Riesling tasting. Holy crap.
So good.
It is so good. If you have a spicy food or anything with a little bit of a kick to it, I say get a Riesling that's like, you know, over $12.
Mm-hmm.
Splurge, people.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
And have it with some tacos.
That is the weirdest. I've never heard that. But
it's so...
What, it takes the edge off?
Good. Yeah. It the sweet... And something a little bit salty, too. Like guacamole is really good. And if... sushi... Really, really.
This is getting weirder and
weirder. No, I totally had this. And the spicy, that like sushi, sashimi with a little bit of jalapeno on top and a Riesling, it balances out the sweet with the, and a good Riesling will be not too dry or not too sweet because it's a little more on the drier side. And oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Wow.
So do that.
I'm so horny for sushi right now. Now that you said that.
Sushi and Riesling. Oh God, I wish I brought you wine.
I know. Well, good thing we have Wink.
Thank God.
I know, but
next
I am running low. You said you were going to bring me a box.
I know. Lies.
Anyway, what do you think it was about our last advice episode that was so amazing? Like, what do you think it is about our advice?
Oh, I don't know if it's our advice. I think it's the good questions.
I would have to agree.
Yeah. I think a lot of the questions that people ask are questions that everybody, a lot of people can relate to.
Right.
Because, you know what? I learned kind of not the most throughout school so far, but one of the big takeaways is, yes, we are all so different and everybody's experience is unique, but a lot of the problems that make us feel really alone and make us feel like nobody gets me and I can't do it and nobody understands me are common are shared.
Like, yeah.
Everybody feels like that.
Yeah, you're right. Which is, you know...
And sometimes we just need to talk about it, and then we all feel better.
And our show does do a good job of, like, making a community. I love, like, the ladies and men that are on the Brain Candy Crush, and...
Yes.
I think that's pretty dang cool.
Yes.
Sarah.
I do, too. So, have you been noticing, like, something super cute about everything that I've been wearing lately?
Are you fishing for compliments?
I am.
You always look great.
Suze, my outfits are... have been taken to a whole new level. I used to think that I was a not well-dressed person.
I know. And that was always something you said.
Now, everywhere I go, people are like, oh my God, you look so cute. And then I went to Aspen Food and Wine, and they were all like, oh, well, you always look adorable. And I was like, what?
Oh my God.
But I have
She's becoming a fashionista. What is
it's
it?
It's not just me.
Oh, we're talking about, okay, what is it?
It's my latote.
I forgot. Right. Well, I was just telling someone that it basically gives me an unlimited closet.
And everything in it I love.
Yeah. That's what's fun.
Well, we get to try stuff.
Variety.
They send it to you. If you like it, you can keep it for a discounted price. If you don't like it, you send it back and you get something new. And it's the best way to try new styles that you'd never tried before.
Yeah.
There are so many things that I was like, no way, I'm not going to look cute in that. And then I got it and I'm like, keeping this.
Well, and you know how I got that camo pants because Lincoln's in that camo phase.
Yes.
But I don't want to buy camo pants.
Right.
So it was perfect.
And the things that are really trendy, like I'm really into track pants right now, but I'm not sure that I want to commit the money to a nice pair of track pants.
That's funny.
So I'm just going to get them on La Tote.
Well, what we were talking about before we started recording was how they also have maternity totes.
Oh my God, yes.
Which is amazing. And I think that, like, there's a lot of people that aren't always the same size. Right. You know, if your weight fluctuates for whatever reason.
Like, because you're a human being.
Yeah. This allows you to adjust the size of clothes without buying a whole new wardrobe, which I think is really nice.
Oh, my God. That is so true. It's seasonal for me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. Well, during the summer, I'm going to be moving and grooving and outside a lot more. And when I'm in the winter months, I'm like, okay, how can we put an extra layer on this?
So if you want to give it a try, which I would encourage you to do, people have been sending us pictures and they look fantastic in their clothes.
So cute.
Go to letote.com, that's letote.com, to get started for as low as $39 a month. Plus, if you enter code BRAINCANDY at checkout, you get 50% off your first month. And then, like I said before, like it's not just one box a month. You get as many as you want. They just keep sending you more stuff as long as you send it back. So wear something for a day or wear it all month. And then when you're done, send it back. You get new stuff.
Yeah, man.
Letote.com, brain candy for 50% off your first month. All right. Back to giving advice. We should just give fashion advice.
And everyone will just there, it's real simple. Letote. It'd be a short show.
All right. So let me see who our first victim is.
Victim. Get out of here.
We got some good questions. A lot of like work-life balance stuff,
yes,
relationships.
Mm-hmm. Kick it off.
Okay. I'm going to call Beth.
Oh,
wait, I got to get my phone set up.
Oh, hello.
I know.
Well, while you're getting your phone set up, I'll answer one of the online Twitter questions.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Maria Cook, she asked, I have social anxiety and it affects my whole life. What can I do to try to step out of my comfort zone so it doesn't control me? And then that really started me thinking on, like, what is social anxiety and do we know we have it and or how do we know we have it? And I was doing a little research, and one of the categories that it said is kind of a new social anxiety is phone anxiety. Do you get that at all?
Yes.
Me too. And then it went down the list of questions like, oh, you have phone anxiety if you ever feel like you're going to bother somebody before you call them, or you ignore calls because I do that not intentionally, but I feel like, oh my God, I don't have the amount of time that I really need to devote to this person who's calling. And it's almost like in my caring for the other person, I am totally crippled with social anxiety about answering the phone.
Yeah.
And so there are one of the things that's the most effective for anxiety is CBT or cognitive behavioral therapy, which is really just reframing your thinking and working to understand and with cognitive behavioral therapy, it does help if you're working with a therapist who can kind of help you rationalize, like, okay, well, what is the person on the other end of the phone doing? So you realize that you're not bothering them. But there are things that you could do on your own, and that's exposure therapy. And you can do exposure therapy, but I know Susie just made a face like, oh, God, which, because, you know, I'm going to say you have to actually call people and things that we, like, terrible, horrible, don't want to do. But I've got good news for you because you don't. You can do that same exposure therapy, but in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I mean, not as effective, but equally, if it really helps to get you to the place where you can, say, go to a party. Oh, and this is another big one that I learned. A lot of times when we feel social anxiety, in a situation like, say we're at a party and we feel really anxious, if we leave when we feel like at the height of that anxiety, then it'll click in our mind that every time we go to a party, it equals anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
If you wait for that feeling to subside,
mm-hmm.
and you leave the party at a time where you feel good and where you feel not anxious, then you will start to recreate a healthier association with parties.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah, I do that all the time when I'm like, oh, okay, because I have social anxiety too.
Hmm.
Really bad, especially when I came off the shows and I would go to Target and I would feel like, oh my God, everybody's looking at me. That's what true social anxiety is, feeling like everybody's looking and judging. And
right.
Yeah.
I read something about how, I'm not talking about our listener in particular, just in general, that shyness.
Yeah.
Is actually a form of self-obsession.
Oh, tell me more.
Well, this was arguing that the idea that you think everyone's going to think you're stupid and you think everyone's looking at you, it's a form of thinking the world revolves around you when really nobody cares. Everybody's right. Thinking about their own things and what am I wearing and how do I look and do I have stuff in my teeth?
Yes.
Nobody's thinking that girl's a loser or whatever.
Right.
So.
And I feel like it's gotten worse over time in this. Do you think so? Do you think maybe
among
this,
people?
Yeah. I think the technology. Social media and technology.
Yeah. We're not as practiced at talking on the phone. We're not as practiced of interacting.
Having face-to-face conversations.
Right. I think, you know, I think that's going to come through as the millennials and then the subsequent generation continues out in the workforce. Because it's like, they're just not as practiced. That's all. I'm not saying they're not good at it.
Right. You really do.
They have different skills.
Yes. I do not have that skill of being a, like when I'm with somebody, I have to be talking to them and have that one-on-one connection and can't be checking social media.
That's why I hate the phone, though, because right. This podcast and the last one I hosted, I did interviews mostly via phone, sometimes Skype, and I found it very awkward. I freaking love interviewing people, but on the phone it's different.
Yeah.
There's a delay. My mild delay, which ruins the chemistry, and you can't see their face, so it's hard to always see the tone.
Yes.
And I
hate
it.
And you can't be sarcastic and hilarious and, like, get all that across on...
Yeah, I think.
However, you can on a podcast.
Well, when they're here, for sure, and when at least when I'm Skyping, I can see them.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah.
All right. I'm actually going to call Emily first.
Oh, okay. Let's
do it. I had said Beth, but we'll call Emily. I don't remember her question, but I do remember that she's very funny and she's the one that created. Did you see the meme of nobody says on their deathbed?
Did she make that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. The sunset. It's so funny.
I have a
meme.
I mean, basically, it should say like your name on it.
I mean, I didn't say that. Some lady on her deathbed actually probably said that.
I wish.
But.
Okay. Let's see if it works here.
Hello.
Hi, Emily.
Hello.
Sarah and Susie here.
Hi, guys.
She's so chill.
Hi, guys.
I mean, I'm internally freaking out, but I'm
so good at hiding.
I was just telling Sarah that you're the one responsible for that awesome meme yesterday of the deathbed dick quote.
I mean, it just came to me. It had to be shared.
It's so felt good.
I mean,
thank you for that.
That was really special.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Emily. Thank you for submitting your question, which I've forgotten what it was. So can you please tell me and Sarah what you would like advice about?
Well, my husband and I moved from the Midwest to Southern California about 2 months ago and are having kind of a hard time meeting people, making new friends, and just wanted your perspective as people who have moved around a lot on how to go about that.
Oh, man.
Well, I don't know how you could have a problem making friends considering all the media on your social on your social media looks fucking awesome. And she has a Beyonce meme up. So there's
so
that.
So she's
for
inherently
people.
Lovable.
And she has a STEMinist shirt. So there's that.
God, right? What's not to love? But right. You know what?
She's the perfect person to give advice on.
I'm not. She's asking the wrong person because I am a recluse. Mm. And since I moved to LA, I feel the same way. It's like, this town ain't made for making friends.
Emily, let me ask you some questions.
Oh, geez.
Do you have a pet?
I do.
Is it a dog?
I have a dog.
Oh, that's very good.
It is a dog.
What kind of dog is it?
He is a German Shepherd Beagle mix.
Oh my God, that's adorable.
Well, that's rare.
This is going to sound really nerdy. Not maybe nerdy, but, those, like, dog meetups and dog parks are really fun place to meet people.
There's no way that's true.
Why? We met some really, really cool couples with our French bulldog.
Okay. I'll take your word for it. What do I know?
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Emily?
I'm just giving her some ideas. You don't even have to use them, for goodness sakes.
Let her talk.
Okay, sorry.
We've tried the dog parks and stuff, but I think the other hard issue is I definitely have resting bitch face. So I'm not the most approachable person in one of those issues where it's like, my dog is super cute, but then they look at me and they're like, oh, I don't want to talk to that.
Oh my God, you have a severe case of RBF. That is tragic.
Susie, do you have you do too.
Yeah, I went to my...
This really feels like Susie needs to be taking this.
I went to my guy that does my Botox and stuff, and he told me that he was going to have to give me a little zhuzh in the corners of my mouth so that I did not have RBF anymore.
Oh my gosh.
So maybe you should Botox go to Dr. Manis. I don't know, but you sound so funny, though.
Yeah. Where do you go to meet people? You move in the Southern California. The other place...
She needs a
gyms.
Book club. Oh, gyms. That's
like
true. Do you work out?
Fitness classes?
Mm-hmm.
Though somewhere where there's an already established community where you can kind of just come in there, and it has to be a community that's, like, supportive.
Oh, like
so,
church?
Okay. The STEMinist shirt kind of makes me think that maybe she's not like...
Do you love the Lord, Emily?
Oh, I'm a big gym rat.
Oh, gym rat. Woo! Look at that.
Yeah.
Amen. That's a church. So I think that's a great place.
No luck there, though?
A fitness class.
Well, I haven't done any fitness classes yet. I've been doing just kind of my own thing. That's what I was used to doing before I moved out, but maybe... Yeah. I need to just give it a try.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? In fact, you're in San Diego?
Yes.
I have a really good friend from elementary school who is at my wedding. Susie, you know her, my friend Ashley. She's the best. She's a trainer in the San Diego area and also one of the nicest human beings ever.
Maybe you can have
a
friend.
So I will send you her information on social media. And there you go. There's maybe somebody that you can at least work out with.
We're making days over here.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you like our podcast and I like my friend Ashley and Ashley's my friend and you like us, it seems like it would just be a good fit. I'm setting people up.
Yeah, your logic is sound there.
Yeah, there we go.
So, all right. Well, you can give it a try or not. I mean, or just embrace solitude.
Join our book club.
Right.
Frickin' get a Snuggie, double your Netflix watching, and call it a day.
What do you think?
There you go.
Problem solved,
it's
Emily.
Two options, so both sound good. Either be social or not.
That's our advice. Do it or don't.
Or don't.
As long as both have wine, I'm fine.
Yeah, man.
We'll be okay.
Yes.
Problem solved. Emily, thank you for being a brainiac and being hilarious.
Thank you, guys.
And let us know how our advice pans out in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
All right. Talk soon. Thanks, Emily.
Bye, guys.
Bye. All right.
Excellent advice, I think.
I think so, actually. I don't usually agree with you. I think we're garbage, but that time I think we had maybe something helpful.
Yeah, I think so, too. So,
I got another person you want me to call?
First, I'm, getting my information to send her...
Oh, you're actually following through. You're so good. All right, well, I'm going to call this person. I love how I don't even know what their questions are. If someone wrote a question, I was like, yeah, sure, we'll call you. Let's see here. Yeah, I think we did a good job on that first one. That's a success story right there.
Renegade Fit Camp in San Diego.
That sounds terrible.
That's where you can find my friend.
I'm sticking with Beachbody.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You're not in San Diego.
Right.
Hello.
Hi, Rhiannon. It's Susie and Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Oh, my God. No.
Does everybody do that to you? Is that the most annoying?
What is that even from?
No, the song, that's like, no. I love that song, actually, so.
Okay, see? There you go.
It's okay.
Oh, my God. Do it again, then. Sing it, Sarah.
No, now the pressure's on. And I can't do it. I don't even know how to sing anymore.
Hi, Rhiannon. Thank you so much for submitting a question and desiring our advice.
Fleetwood Mac.
Oh,
it's Fleetwood
Mac.
Good.
Okay.
Now, I was really looking forward to her doing this in the little
theater.
I feel so honored, a woman. You know, because I love that she always interrupts you.
Look at that. All of her favorite things covered.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us what your question is so people know.
Okay, well, I have a 2.5-year-old son who has cerebral palsy.
Right.
So I'm actually married to my husband for 5 years now, but it is very strenuous trying to raise a child, not just with disabilities, but, you know, without disabilities. So it's kind of back and forth. When my son was first given the diagnosis, my husband was in denial. Oh, no, he's fine, he's fine, he's fine. And I'm like, well, he's 4 months. He's, 2 months adjusted, so he was born 7 weeks early. And, you know, he wasn't reaching for toys. He doesn't hold up his own, he wouldn't reach for toys, wouldn't play. He wouldn't really give us any interaction either. So up until maybe he was, 7 months, you know, my husband started coming around and, after we started therapy.
Mm-hmm.
But it was that initial denial because... You know, I was like, take him to the doctors. Oh, the doctor said he was fine. He didn't even take him to the doctors.
Right. Oh, man.
Like, think about it. Yeah, so.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're pretty far in, but it's still you're not exactly on the same page with your hubby?
Yes and no. You know, a lot of the things is my son doesn't sit up by himself. He doesn't feed himself. Bath time, it's really hard because, you know, we have to try to make sure we can get him comfortable because now he's actually outgrown his tub. So we're kind of makeshifting something because he doesn't hold up his head. And, you know, we have to still give him a sponge bath initially. And we don't have that kind of the equipment just yet. So especially because I'm not working, my husband was making too much money, so we didn't qualify for any of the programs for my son.
It is very hard place to be in when it's the almost middle of the road.
Yeah, quote unquote make too much money, but you can't afford to buy the stuff either.
Yeah, because it's $7,000 for certain equipment, and he's wheelchair bound. So right now we're getting by with just his stroller. So that's basically where we're kind of in the middle.
You need some help.
Yeah, do you have are you in a support group or anything?
That is exactly what I was going to tell her.
No, not really. Just the support that I get from his therapist teacher and maybe like my mother, but, you know, that's
basically it. No way.
Yeah. Let me tell you. First and foremost, Susie and I can sit here and tell you a million different amazing, wonderful pieces of advice, but the truth is nobody knows unless they're in the same kind of position. But what I do know is that there's nothing that's more healing than feeling supported and by other people who are going through the same thing you are. And if you sit across from a woman or man, which would I think would be amazing for your husband as well, for him to hear the stories of what other fathers went through. There are amazing meetup groups that are available in a bunch. What city are you in?
Ontario, California.
Oh my gosh, you're in California. Oh, and you're lucky that you live in California because there are really, really good services available. But the hardest part is finding the services.
Right, because we're actually in San Bernardino County. So it's actually outside of LA County.
Yes.
So the services that they're offered here in this county are a lot different. In LA, you get more services. Right now, the only great thing is that we get our, you know, his therapist comes to our house twice a week, so that's I don't have to take, because I have another son who's 9 months old. So I have a little baby, and then I have my two, you know, two and a half. So I'm glad that they come to me to.
Yes, because you need some time too, because it's overwhelming. I could only imagine.
Yeah, so, I mean, what you're dealing with is like enough to break some people, including me, I imagine. So I just would think. The more people that you can use as a resource that have been where you are or, you know, you can ask for advice or
things.
And who have already worked through the system and have already, you know, a lot of this information is information that's passed down or information that somebody has just struggled to find themselves. And coming together to share that information, even if it's just 1 hour a month, will be, I think, very impactful and beneficial for both you and your husband.
And your baby.
And your baby! The most important.
The baby's actually, he's a lot bigger than his oldest brother. He was 10 pounds at birth, and my other son was 3 pounds, so.
Whoa!
Yeah, he was a taco baby.
But, oh, my God. Well, yeah.
But, you know, I had a cousin. I'm sorry. He had cerebral palsy, too. But my aunt and uncle, they weren't really, they weren't really that supportive. They kind of just let his health not, you know, do too much about it. Mm. My cousin passed away by 22, you know, heart attack. Mm. And that's all I would see was just that, you know, my cousin didn't have that help. So I didn't think my son could ever be anything more than that.
Oh, that's tough.
And he can, absolutely. And you're going to be around other, it's important to be around other people who will recognize the strengths in your son. Because I think a lot of times when there's something, I don't even want to use the word wrong, something different, we only focus on the different. But we don't focus on the things that make your son an amazing shining light in this world. And that is the most important thing to do. And that's what surrounding yourself with a community that focuses on these children as amazing human beings and lights in this world will help lift your son up and lift you up, because that's what you all deserve.
Exactly. And I started watching Speechless because you recommended it.
I love that show. Oh my God, I'm going to cry.
Like every week I can't stop crying with my husband. I'm like, this is great. This is great. Because, you know, we didn't think that he would even be able to do a lot of things. And it was nice to finally see something at the end of the, you know, at the end of the tunnel. So
he will do a lot of things, a lot of amazing things in just a different way and a unique way and a way that will shock and amaze you every day. And I hope, you know, and we support that too. And you can always share stuff with us.
Right. Thank you.
I mean, that's tough, though, if, you know, you have a situation not just with the physical resources that you need maybe not being available to you, but also the emotional difficulties. So I really hope you do find, even, I bet there's like Facebook groups for, yes, for parents,
that
right?
It is, but you know, every child's different too. So
sure.
It's a lot of it. I don't really get to connect their Facebook groups,
yeah,
but it's kind of just international. So it's like all over, you
yes,
know,
general.
To actually do. Cause
maybe
my husband's
not
really active
one
on social media either. Right.
Yeah.
That's what I've been trying to look, but I try to get together a few of, my son's therapist, a few of her clients to go to Disneyland to get, you know, a bunch of the children under three. So we went with another, but he had, it was more of a emotional, maybe
mm-hmm.
like autism that he had.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just different just to feel, you know, have that support, because when we go, we always get looks and people, you know, people gawk and stare. So mm-hmm. it was nice to be able to have the support and be with somebody else that was going through it too.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say also, that if any of our listeners know of any, you know, resources or things that might be of help to you, that they can reach out to
right.
us or whatever, because, you know, that's cool about having an audience, is they probably know a lot more than I could ever know about such things. So I
right.
hope they'll reach out as well, but I appreciate you sharing your story. I wish we actually could be of help, but we know we support you.
Definitely. That's more than enough. It's gratitude, because at least you guys, you know, bringing up that speech list and just talking about, you know, a lot of things that you do talk about, it's kind of nice, because I'm stuck with the kids all day. So it's nice to have a conversation. Even
yeah,
if
girl, do you ever get to go out on your own, or is it just like all
it's
the time?
Kind of hard. My husband works nights, so a lot of times he sleeps through the day, so it's just me with them.
Whoa.
You know, yeah.
You're
so,
a freaking warrior.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Well, send us your
great.
Email, and I have a couple resources that I'm going to send you that maybe will be something new, and I'll send that your way. And thanks
okay.
for calling.
That's
yes,
great.
Thank you. We
no,
love
thank
you.
You.
We love you
oh,
so
my God,
much.
I love you guys too. Oh my God. This is great. Thank you guys so much. You guys
Bye.
Have a great day, and I can't
you
wait
to
see
you.
You
too.
Bye.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
She was awesome.
Amazing. That's so...
Holy smokes.
...difficult.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
whew.
What, you know, some, I think I was saying in this episode about when you hear people's stories sometimes, and like, if you're in your own little bubble, so
yes.
you just know your own circumstances. And then when you hear others, you're like, wow, there's a lot going on in people's lives. And
mm-hmm.
I'm glad she called. She's a cool brainiac.
She sure is. And... you know, I think it's really important to link up parents who, you know, are experiencing similar things, because it's, you do feel alone and you don't even know that there are resources out there, especially when, you know, I'm taking public mental health right now, and it's really made me aware of this middle in between, just like we were saying, where you make too much,
yeah.
but it's also not enough. And also when your child is not severe enough, you don't get the same kind of services. It's a really difficult place to be, because you don't feel supported.
Oh my gosh. She must feel like so drained physically and emotionally.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for her, but that's how I would feel, I imagine.
She may need a brain candy gift basket.
Oh my God, right?
Yeah.
Send her some freaking goodies.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll send her a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
If she
oh my
drinks.
God, yes. Five.
Okay. Do you want to share another one that you have?
Ooh, let's see. Well, now I can
or should
open
I
my
call
computer,
Beth?
Because I don't know.
I can call Beth.
I'll call Beth.
Okay.
See what's going on with Beth.
Let me see what's going on with Beth.
Okay, so you know, you should be doing the shout-outs, because you sound awesome.
You're right. So I'll do my scales. Let me see what's going on with Beth.
Oh my God, that was such a treat.
A treat, she said. All right, let's see what's going on. What's going on with Beth? Lordy, lordy. I mean, we are making days, Sarah. Whew. I always think they're going to regret it. Like, what?
Do you ever?
Like, I would have the phone anxiety where it rings and I'd be like, I don't want to get it.
I have phone anxiety right now.
Hello?
Hi, Beth. It's Susie and Sarah.
Hey.
Beth, your audio quality is amazing.
It really is.
Really?
Yes.
My parents always complain about my phone.
Oh, you sound like you're right here with us.
Can...
Oh, that would be ideal.
Okay. So, welcome to the show. Thank you for submitting a question for us.
Yeah, no problem.
Can you
I'm so excited. It's like a mixtape. I don't know what's coming next.
That's right. Can you share with Sarah what it is that you want from us? What do you want?
I don't, like, just general counsel, I guess, because, like, I've talked this over with, like, my friends and even my direct supervisor, and but she's not the one that, like, controls my salary.
Okay.
So, like, for background for everyone.
Yes.
So even more background than what I gave you guys. When I was first hired, I didn't have any of, like, the experience they required or even, like, the type of degree that they wanted. Uh-huh. So I work in benefits, and they wanted 2 years of benefits experience and either an HR or accounting degree. And my undergrad degree is hotel, restaurant, and tourism management. So,
are you Canadian?
No, I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Same dip. Adorable. Okay, yes. Go ahead. I like your accent. Go ahead.
I used to live in Wyoming, and they always thought I had a New Jersey accent.
Well, no, what do they know in Wyoming?
That's so insulting.
Kidding.
I know. I was like, I don't think so. But so, like, when I accepted my position, like, I just was like, okay, like, what you're going to pay me is what's fine. And there was one day we were doing a fundraiser, and I was talking to one of our IT managers, and he was talking about how for IT, our company pays like 120% of the like community average.
Mm-hmm.
And I live in Milwaukee. So he was like, go on and check what you make. And I went on and I get paid like less than 10% of the community average for my position. And so,
whoa.
Yeah.
So wrong.
So, like, the like an average is like 55,000, and I make like high 30s.
I feel like Beth is the whole glass ceiling. Like, everyone else is paid, right? But she's so low that it skews the average.
Well, no, because, like, what's even worse is, like, my manager, she gets paid what, the, like, our analyst positions should be getting paid. And, like, so she's in terms of, like, what the average is for her, she's making way less, too.
Okay.
Even worse than me.
So let me summarize. You
are getting screwed.
Yeah. Do not have the requirements for the position, but
yeah.
but you're getting paid significantly less than what the average is in that area for that person, especially
yes.
what your company is going to do. So
there's one other thing.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. I'm almost done with my master's degree, and my master's is my MBA in HR and finance.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Well, then you already have, that should cover it.
Yeah. And so, like, in terms of, like, there's, because in our benefits team, we have, like, 2 technical administrators and 3 analysts. And the 2 analysts, like, they've been with the company for, like, 30 years. And so they just kind of, like, worked their way into this position where, like, I have the education. One gets paid, like, what she should be getting paid. One gets paid, like, $10,000 less, and then I get paid $10,000 less than her.
You got to sort that out, Beth. They're not going to fire you if you ask for more. Well,
no, they're definitely not. Like, I'm,
they
like,
can't.
I've already gotten 2 awards here,
oh my
and
God.
I've been
What's
here
the
for less than
you
a company.
You just
got to
have
year.
Some cojones and be like, this is what I need, and just say that it's... And also, my advice was going to be, like, they should pay for your school.
Yeah,
I didn't know before I knew that you are getting a fucking master's in this. I was going to say, oh, well, you should go to school, and then they should also be paying for that school because you've committed to the... No. They should absolutely be giving you a bump in salary, and maybe, I mean, have you, do you, is this a job that you want to stay at or have to stay at? Or what if you took a little looky-loo around on LinkedIn or something, or got yourself, like, and then had a little bit of, like, a bartering chip, you know?
Well, that was one, because, like, part of this whole issue is that my director's retiring in, like, 13 days. And so yesterday, our new director started, and our right now our VP is also in town. Because our main headquarters is in New York. And so on Thursday, I have a touch base with her. And,
all right. Like, and to her, you're good.
Yeah.
And, just explain to her the situation and be like, yo, Hillary didn't win. When are women going to win? Let me win right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pay it.
So it's like, it's so complicated. And I just never knew how to go about it. And because like a week and a half ago, my manager called me and she's like, hey, come into my office. And she was saying that she had talked to my director about trying to give me another raise because I had just gotten a raise for like our annual review. And she's like, but I don't know how it's going to happen. She's like, with Sue retiring, blah, 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 blah.
Well,
so
Sue's like, I have one person advocating. I say just start fresh and be real direct with all these new people. And if you already pretend like you deserve and should be, and maybe even freaking, I don't know. I don't like recommend like lying, but you could say like, oh, I was on the track to get a raise in this amount of time. And you know, I feel like my work, and this is what I'm getting my degree, and this is what the average is. And if you have all those numbers, they're not going to, I mean, your value is.
Yeah, because like that was one thing that my manager had said to me when she had told me that. And she's like, we don't want to lose you because, like, I don't know, they always talk about, like, how great I am and how much of an asset and how they don't want to lose me. So this would be the ideal thing to not lose me because I can guarantee you that once I graduate with my master's, I'm not going to stand for making this much.
All right. Yeah, this is a no-brainer. You got to, like, just get what you deserve and thank us later, Beth.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you guys every Monday and Thursday for entertaining me.
Oh, thank you.
That's so nice. Thank you.
What if they were like, the reason why you're not getting a raise is because we hear you just listening to podcasts every day?
No.
Well, no one cares because I have headphones in all day long.
Okay. So. Well, there you go.
All right. Well. She troubleshoots. Don't worry. Yeah. All right, Beth, you keep us posted. Let us know about that raise. You can send us our cut of it, you know, as it comes.
10% finder's fee.
Thank you so much
That's like, I could just, like, upgrade my Patreon then. Like, that's a cut.
That would be great.
We have a vested interest in this, see?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody's happy.
Everybody's happy.
Thank you, Beth. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye. All
right. That was fun.
That sure was. I mean, it's going to be real fun when she sends us a check.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
And,
yeah.
You know, we'll just say, we told you so.
Yeah.
How about a shout-out moment?
Okay.
I'll just do one for now.
Ready, here we go.
Sarah. I want to tell you her last name, even though we're not supposed to do that.
This is a song to Sarah, not a song to myself, but a song to Sarah, Sarah somebody else. It's a song to Sarah, she Patreon girl, and I'm the other Sarah. That's all.
Whoa. Wow. That was like the opposite of a big finish.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't happen every time, and that's okay. And you know what? If it doesn't happen every time for you, we're not judging.
It's like you're talking about impotence.
I was.
What?
Okay. I read that 75% of sexual encounters with like males don't finish, and what percentage of time do you think females don't climax?
Oh. So wait, 70% can you say that?
70% of when a man has sex, he only ejaculates 75% of the time on average. The average is 75%. do you think women
is? It's lower than I would have thought.
Me too. I agree. But you have to think average. So these are also really older guys. And so like maybe the older guys who are, you know.
Okay.
Or like 20%
for women?
Oh, 29.
Oh,
that's and good. How about simultaneous Jeez. Orgasms? Do you know how often those happen on average?
I would say 2%.
One in every 15 sexual encounters.
Oh, that's way more than I would have thought. Think about that.
Yeah, that is more.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Maybe some people are like, every time.
The math is not adding up because only 30% of women are having orgasms in the first place.
Right. So that means the women who are having them every single time and all the time. And they're like, bow, 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 bow,
bow. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a simultaneous? This is another thing I'm worried about my niece hearing.
Once or twice.
Once or twice?
Yeah. Yeah, twice. Probably twice. Twice.
Good for you.
Yeah. You?
Never.
Oh, really?
I have, no. But see, now my niece is listening. It's weird. I can't talk about
it. Who cares? You can't be, this who is, cares? Whatever. I'm being
this is part of the reason why I was so well behaved on 7 seasons of reality TV.
Oh, my God. Because now, oh, my God.
I we grew need up, to... I, my family's practically Amish.
Well, Dahlia, you're fired. No. I'm kidding. You're not. Please, God, don't leave us.
Yeah, no.
You can't have another Cheryl.
Take me with you. Yeah, Cheryl.
No, that makes it sound like we're mad. We're not mad. You've gone on to other things. And now we have Dahlia.
No, I'm very happy for Cheryl.
Yeah.
But I mean, all right, let me say this. There's no way I could really have a simultaneous.
Oh, because yeah. You need direct clitoral stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. I feel like if you stop and go and stop and go enough, like, then, you know. And
really?
Like, yeah, and he. I feel like I can. It's like a roller coaster. So if he's like, you know, down there for the click, 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 and then
what was jumps that? Out and does, was that a roller coaster?
Yeah, like click, click, click. I just preface that with it's yes. Like a roller coaster. So,
but then it sounded like lick, and I was like, wait, oh, is she saying
that's funny?
Lick or a click? Gotcha.
And then you know, you jump back into it.
That was not our soundboard.
No, but that was so good. Adam's going to be like, what are those noises?
Right. And I'll be like, that's my mouth, yo.
This turned oddly sexual.
For no reason.
For no reason at all.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
None of our questions had anything to do with sex.
I have a question for you.
Oh, what?
What's the best advice you've ever received?
The best advice from you.
What?
Oh, my God. My grad school advice.
Yeah.
When you said good is good enough.
Yeah, good
when
enough
I
is good enough.
Started, and you know what? Guess what my grades were when I said that.
What?
Exactly the same as they were when I was fucking freaking out.
Yeah.
Exactly the same.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't know where the bar was.
Yeah.
And now I know. It's way below what I'm doing.
Right.
So.
Right. All that extra work. Mm-mm. You can't get better than an A. And so, like.
Yeah. I even had a professor who was like, some of you will deserve an A plus, but I can't even give an A plus. So just work smarter.
Right.
Like, and I get it. And I learned from you how to cut bullshit out of papers.
Mm.
When you edited or edited my application essay for Chapman.
Yeah, yeah.
I learned so much. And now I speak in not a passive voice, an active voice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's totally changed how I write. And, male professors grade me better.
Oh, that's good. That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I always want to tell people how to write. But then when I submit articles and I get edited, I'm like, holy crap, they're so good. Like, I can't believe.
Yeah.
Whenever, because it's just different writing styles and yes. different strains some things.
And then when you're in it, it's impossible to be objective.
Everybody needs an editor.
Or subjective.
Objective. Objective. Yeah.
Right. Like, for example, that.
Right. No, it's just, everyone needs an editor. Every editor needs an editor and so on.
Uh-huh.
It's just true.
Yeah. Too bad Twitter doesn't have editors.
Oh, my God.
And how about I use voice to text all the time? And so I'll be like,
that is, it's so risky.
We're doing something, something, exclamation point. And it'll write exclamation point.
For real.
I'm like, for Christ's sake. And then I'll send it. And then I'll look like an idiot. So I got to take it down. And I'm that like, is, I already got 20 likes.
Honestly, if you said to me, Susie, I will give you $10,000 to do a tweet, but you have to use the voice structure, I wouldn't do it.
$10,000?
Mm-mm. It's too important to me. I get so upset when there's a typo or an error.
Right.
Ugh.
My favorite was when there was a typo or an error in my Instagram thing, and then somebody, like, tried to call me out for it, and then you called that somebody out, who were like, and you were like, she knows! It's not that! It's obviously this! And then it became a whole, and I was like, dude, I don't even have to...
I'll tell you what it was.
Patrol my own Instagram, because Susie does it for me.
It was when you were in Peru, and you did a post about the Adidas shoes.
Yeah.
And you put... You were trying to say these shoes are whatever, but you said you put their, T-H-E-R. It was just a typo.
Uh-huh.
But the person thought you used the wrong version of their. And I was like...
Pretty sure I know that one.
When I saw you did it, I knew someone was going to think that. And I was like, she's in Peru.
I can't call her.
I should have just gone and edited. I have access.
For goodness sakes, just do that.
Maybe it was before I don't know.
Yeah, well, you have access now.
Right. Oh, God. So if you guys are sending Sarah nudes, it's a 2-for-1.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny. She probably checks it more than I check my own.
Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and to leave us a review.
Oh, love that.
And so
we're on Spotify now, too. Can you leave reviews on there?
That I don't know.
Well,
probably.
You should totally do that.
Yeah, do that. Thank you, guys. And I hope you learned a little something from our advice today.
That's it?
Yeah.
Holy
we're done.
Shit. I was talking this whole time. Oh, my God.
We had a lot of fun today.
All you learned about were orgasms.
All right, everybody.
Bye.